This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
The Democratic Alliance says it will demand urgent action to address electricity outages and deteriorating service delivery in Polokwane. They are going to write to the municipal manager to demand urgent action to address the frequent electricity outages affecting Polokwane municipality. This, the party says, follows electricity outages that occurred after a thunderstorm on Monday evening, highlighting failure by the municipality's energy department to deliver adequate services to residents already burdened by frequent service delivery issues. The DA says that this department does not have the capacity to deliver emergency services because of old infrastructure, critical positions such as director and managers that are acting with long unnecessary delays in making suitable permanent appointments, and insufficient technicians and workers to do the electrical maintenance in affected areas. That is the Democratic Alliance in one area of what they are raising there. Let's speak then to Mariette Pretorius, the DA councillor in Polokwane Municipality. Good evening and welcome.
Thank you so much. It's Councillor Pretorius here.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate your time. Well, please talk to us about the issues that you're raising with the Polokwane Municipality. And of course, in the beginning, you worried about outages of electricity that are experienced, as were experienced on Monday, you're saying on your statement.
As a result of the storm that we had last Monday, it is very evident that Polokwane Municipality is not, they don't have the capacity in this department to handle emergency storms that took place. In the normal day-to-day work as well, this department takes a very long time to fix the outages of electricity. So if something happens like this storm, it is absolutely problematic. As we speak, there are still people in Ivydale small holdings which do not have electricity. It's now Thursday evening. Some of these outages have not been repaired as we speak.
Councillor Pretorius, just to go back on this point, so are you saying that largely your concern on outages is based on the event of Monday, and the example you're giving is that there are some small holdings in the Ivydale area that to this day do not have electricity since being affected by that thunderstorm?
Yeah, that is correct, because obviously I'm in close contact with all the residents in my ward, and specifically that area, I've got still people that are calling me and sending me messages on no electricity, which I do report, I would say, on a two-hour, three-hour basis, where I'm trying to call some of the officials, which they are not answering me, because obviously there are still a lot of other outages which they also have to fix. And according to me, this is quite a disaster.
So for now, are you saying the places that you're referring to are in the Ivydale area, or you've gotten complaints from other areas in the municipal area that they have the same concerns?
Okay, the other areas, it looks like it's been fixed, but because Ivydale Small Holdings has got a history of very bad electricity outages, because they've got overhead lines, and it's been affected by weather conditions quite badly. But this area should have been upgraded long ago. There was an upgrade a few years ago, and the second phase of that upgrade has never been done. So I just feel that this area has been neglected very badly.
Okay. Upgrade, what kind of upgrade was actually being done? But before we get to the upgrade, and this will link, is what is generally the problem that causes the outages?
The outages has been mostly caused by the overhead lines, which is exposed to the environment, wind and rain and whatever. And there's also trees that grow in between the lines. So maintenance is one of the issues that is not been done regularly, definitely not, because the trees and the branches must be cut so that it doesn't interfere in the lines. Then obviously the other technical issues I can't explain to you what exactly they do to upgrade. But yeah, in town we have got underground electrical cables. So I think that is what must happen in those areas as well.
Okay. You're saying the other issue in the municipality is that there are vacant positions that are not filled. Some take too long?
Yeah, they are vacant positions. As we speak, we've got acting positions in the Director of Energy. Some of the manager positions is also acting. Some interviews were done in the recent talk, but they couldn't find suitable candidates. So it looks like it's been advertised over and over again. I'm not so sure what the main issues are, but it really is resulting in people that have to do positions like acting director, and that person is maybe still a manager and still have to do a double job. That's what it's resulting to, that the officials are doing double job. Polokwane is a metro. This is a very big town. It's a city. We really need more capacity in these fields like electricity and water, which is the basic services.
Yeah. What is the situation around water now?
Water is much better at this stage. We've got a very good official or a director for water, which worked extremely hard. It's been sorted out mainly with Lepele and Olifants. Yes, we really have got a very good, I would say not an upgrade, but water is in a very much better condition.
Well, thank you very much for your time. Good evening to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay. Appreciate that.
Bye.
That's the DA's Councillor Pretorius, talking to us about their concerns that relate primarily to outages of electricity that happens. And so one example they're giving is what happened on Monday with the thunder. But again, and the sense is whether there are other places that are affected by the thunder, and gives the municipality an opportunity to explain for the other places that may be concerned as well about outages that they experience when they search. And so that issue can be clarified as to what the challenges are. I'm aware at least of one other area that would have experienced outages, whether it was linked to the thunder or something else. It's something that the municipality will speak to us about as soon as we're able to raise on the phone the executive mayor of Polokwane Municipality, John Mbeu. And so we'll talk about these and other issues there. But I've seen a statement from the municipality reacting to news that the municipality is being seen as one of those that are doing well. And so that report, it says that, if I don't use the statement from the Polokwane municipality as it's written very creatively. In a wonderful way. Well, it reads, if anyone still wondered whether Polokwane Municipality belongs in the conversation about South Africa's best performing cities, this ranking has provided a rather emphatic answer. Third in the country, an impressive 8.3 out of 10 ahead of eThekwini and Johannesburg. According to the South African magazine.com, they selected South African Metropolitan Municipalities Performance Ranking, Polokwane Municipality, under the leadership of the Executive Mayor John Bear. So I want to talk about these matters and so on. I sought out the fellow that write their statements the other time and asked him, you write these? Yes. And he's a very likable fellow. Let's speak to the Executive Mayor, John Bear. Executive Mayor, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Ngamla. Good evening to the listeners of Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency.
Good evening. Thank you very much for your time. A couple of issues, Executive Mayor, want to talk to you about. But first, let's start with this issue that I was just talking to the Democratic Alliance about. They were concerned about electricity outages. And their recent example is on Monday, the thunder that was there. They are saying in Ivydale, even now, there are places that their electricity is not back. What do you know about that as the municipality?
Yeah, well, we first want to apologize for any inconvenience caused in terms of the power outages. But there's what Ngamula is called the act of God, where there's been rain that actually come with storm and many other things that can affect the electricity supply. What comforted me is that immediately we issued a notice and act on those households that were affected. And that's what comforted me. of course, on a long term, we need to, of course, improve some of our you know, backup systems in terms of electricity. So those are some of the issues that we may need to look at improving. But we do not have you know, any magic to the fact that these days, due to climate change, you've got rain, it rains very, very hard, sometimes with storm and winds that may affect the electricity supply from time to time. So our ability to respond quicker, that's what we are interested on. After the introduction of my Polokwane Citizen app, we are now tracking exact time of responses, and on a monthly basis I meet with the executive directors and the city manager in the mayoral committee precisely to also look into that, and we are working very, very hard on ensuring that we respond much quicker to and incidences like those.
Perhaps you are able to track this from the app. How many, just roughly speaking, places are affected by these outages? Because it's not all the places in Polokwane, is it, that are actually affected when there are heavy rains, when there's thunder and so on?
Look, it's very difficult for us to say because you sometimes get areas like Seshego affected. You get around town, various suburbs being affected, Flora Park, Morekloot, and those areas of Ivy Park and so forth. But equally on the same day, I mean, I'm staying in a village called Mamasa, as you are aware, Mwamlep. We were also affected by the rain. We had electricity challenge, actually. What I would wish for is that the municipality should get a license even in rural areas, because here you'd have to wait much longer. But in municipalities, people are working around the clock, even 24/7. If there's a problem, they can act decisively. But with ESCOM, sometimes we'll have to wait for the following day or during the weekend. Sometimes we've got queries about people who are complaining from time to time. But we're also working with ESCOM to say that we need to have a sort of a uniform responses, because still, whether the supply is ESCOM or the municipality, at the end of the day, our people deserve much better and quality services and quicker responses to incidences like those.
So you said earlier, so it's an act of God. That is, it's weather. It's not necessarily that it's weather plus infrastructure challenges.
Well, if the weather is the way it should be in terms of when it rains, it doesn't rain with storms and all these thunderstorms or lightnings and all those, obviously we would not necessarily have a challenge. So we will say that we still believe that in some form of a temporary disaster that can happen, particularly where you've got those thunderstorms. So what we want to assure the residents is that immediately, once the matters have been reported, I, as the mayor, I've got incidences where I also get complaints, and I act immediately and make sure that those issues are addressed. It's an act of God, because no one is in control of whether it's going to flood, there's going to be flooding and so forth. And like I said, scientifically, we are told that the changes in terms of the climate and global warming do have something to do with the patterns of rains that we are receiving now and the disasters that we see. You know, in other cities, they do have this very, very bad weather from time to time, and it does affect the electricity as well.
Yeah.
But like I said, at the end of the day, whether it's an act of God or not, or just an incident affected by the infrastructure, we shall always act decisively and quickly to deal with the matter. We understand our people cannot live without, whether it's water, whether it's electricity. This is a service that must at all time be available and reliable for their use.
Yeah. What is happening with the Ivydale situation? What the DA councillor was saying is that even today, some small holdings in Ivydale still do not have electricity.
Well, I've not received that. I know that I think it's Councillor Pretorius who sent me some information, and those have immediately acted upon. I've got a response that those households that we were told about have been attended. However, if there are still some challenges, we would also check, but as far as we know, all the incidences have been resolved.
Okay, all right. The other issue, Executive Mayor, is I've seen that the municipality has reacted to a sort of a grading around the performance of the city. So that grading is done looking at cities, is done by the SouthAfricanMagazine.com, that among the cities looking at best performing cities in the country, Polokwane is ranked third, 8.3 out of 10. Please talk to us about that, your understanding of actually what they are rating or grading there.
Well, if you look in the main key indicators, governance, in terms of how you are dealing with the issues of financial management, whether the city is financially sound, is implementing projects, changing the life of its own people. I mean, if you look now in town, Gamla, you will realize that most of the roads now are blocked due to the road work, where we are taking out the old tarred road and resurfacing a whole lot of roads there in town. When you are in town, you think it's only in town. If you go to Seshego, you'll find a project. If you go to Mankweng, you find projects. If you go to Muleji, you find projects done by the city. You go to Gadikgale, and whether you are at Molepo and other areas in villages, you'll think that Polokwane is hard at work, because even at night, as I talk to you now, there are construction sites that are still opened, and people are working very, very hard to complete on time, and also to make sure that we reduce the time where we can in terms of inconvenience to the road users. I'm giving an example on roads, but
yes,
whether it's construction of whatever kind, Polokwane is under construction. So I believe that only a municipality that is well governed will have more money to be utilized for service delivery. Otherwise, those municipalities that are not well governed, their main focus is to pay salaries. So ours in Polokwane, our main focus is efficiency. Save more money and make that money available to expand our roads network and to provide quality services. So we want to welcome that. Well, we believe that at no time we should be rated number one in the country. If we were to bring Cape Town and say, let us compete as well with townships, and you put Khayelitsha, and it's a Khayelitsha versus Seshego. You can't compare Khayelitsha with Seshego. Seshego is infrastructure-wise, municipal infrastructure good, cleanliness, yes. Do we have sporting facilities or other municipal facilities, world-class facilities? Yes, we do have. So what I'm trying to say is that, of course, Cape Town do not have villages. So if you look at our villages now, You've got new malls constructed all over villages because no one will build a mall where there is no tarred road, where the infrastructure is not improving over the years. So we welcome the recognition. Of course, we will not we will remain humble, but yet we will remain focused. But we know that you know, we have over the past years been receiving awards. Recently in the United States of America, we have received an award in California for the geographic information system. From South Africa, it was ourselves and Stellenbosch municipalities. So I believe that Polokwane, it's it cannot be ignored. It's on the rise. In fact, from where I'm sitting, at no time Polokwane will be declared a metropolitan municipality, actually by 2030. If you look at the competition as well, among secondary cities, you don't even see a single city of our size. But if we're able to beat all those big municipalities to be recognized ahead of them, big metros, it shows that the work that we're doing is been acknowledged. And for that, it's a good motivation for us and the workers and everyone. I think even yourselves coming as a resident of Polokwane and all our stakeholders, we should be proud of that.
Okay. Let me take an ad break. I want to ask you about the works, the projects that are happening, the roads. We can see the road projects throughout the city, and you said even in the villages. We're speaking to the Executive Mayor of Polokwane Municipality, John Mbe. Executive Mayor, the other issue I'm seeing is that in terms of the story around infrastructure, there's been 100% expenditure of the water service infrastructure grant, 100% expenditure of the regional bulk infrastructure grant. Perhaps that is what we see here in town, in the city. There are many roads that are being fixed, and you say even in the villages. It just seems like it's all happening at the same time, Executive Mayor. What's going on?
Well, of course, I mean, from 2021-2022 financial year, when we returned almost over 150 million to National Treasury, and since the past years, from the year 2024-2025, we have seen the municipality not having any rollover or not retaining any cent to the National Treasury. That is progress. And not only those two grants, you've got also integrated urban development grants that we are, for the first time in the history of Polokwane, now we're spending 100%. So that is what you see. But also some of the grants, unlike other municipalities in the province that are receiving municipal infrastructure grant, ours is the integrated urban development grant that is received by metropolitan municipalities and the cities of our size, which is not a 100% grant. It's a 60% grant and 40% own revenue. So when you see us completing projects, it means that we are able to also collect in terms of revenue to be able to pay the other 40%. And that on its own, it gives you an indication, because where the revenue is you know, improving, which, as you know, we have improved from almost 1.6 billion to 2.8 billion the past financial year. But also our budget when we started in 2021-2022 was about just over 4 billion, the whole budget of Polokwane, to now almost 7.4 billion. That increase is massive. It tells you of a city that is working for its own residents. And you are correct to say that there's just too many things that are happening in Polokwane at the same time. It's because we have turned the corner in terms of getting the municipality to be a high-performing municipality. As you know, I don't take it lightly for anybody, an employee, whether you are an executive director or whatever, that sleep on duty. So it's all systems goes. Mm. We have also have performance management system in place that also help us to monitor performance of each and every individual, also each and every unit, and each and every directorate. So for that, we are very, very happy with the also performance of the municipality from the point of view, not just of the expenditure. On the ground, that expenditure is starting to show in terms of the impact, in terms of the roads that we see around Polokwane.
All right. Thank you very much for your time. Good evening to you.
Thank you very much, Gamola, and thanks to the listeners.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.